Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN accuses Syria of massive extermination and of crimes against humanity. Massive extermination of detainees. That's what the United Nations investigators accuse Syria of carrying out today, alleging that it amounts to a crime against humanity. The UN investigation said the government of President Bashar al-Assad is holding tens of thousands of detainees from its civilian population at any one time, and that thousands more have disappeared after their arrests or gone missing after being abducted by armed groups. In the meantime, more than 25,000 Syrian civilians have become the unwitting victims of a standoff between Turkey and Western relief agencies. The Turkish government refuses to admit the refugees, the first in a wave of civilians fleeing an offensive by the regime of President Bashar al-Assad in the northern Aleppo countryside. Turkish officials say their country has reached the limit on the number of Syrian refugees it can admit. In a bid to pressure the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, United Nations and Western relief agencies are refusing to dispatch aid across the border to the refugees. And in a story not unrelated, at least 35 migrants drowned in the Aegean Sea today, trying to reach Greece from Turkey. Turkey's Coast Guard rescued seven people as two boats sank in separate accidents off the Turkish coast. Both vessels were en route to the Greek island of Lesbos, according to the Turkish media. The latest fatalities drive the death toll for Mediterranean crossings to nearly 400 since the beginning of 2016. Somali security officials say the explosion last week aboard a Dalo Airlines Airbus that had to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu was caused by a bomb. Security footage at the airport shows two men, one apparently an airport employee, handing what appears to be a computer.